Welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor. I was recently in Minnesota preaching, and all these little kids came up to me and said, "Would you sign my Bible for me?" And I was signing their Bible, and they said, "Thank you, neighbor." And I know they listen. God bless you kids and adults and everything in between. Thank you so very much that you listen to Revival Time. I'd love to hear from your Revival Time at nvbc.org. If you get an opportunity, just shoot me an email. I'll write it back. I'll write back to you, and I'll get you a note. Lord, I'm thankful. Here's a good song. The ladies sing it for us. Aren't you thankful? I'm so thankful. God has been so, so good to me.
Lately, I've been through some testing and trials that felt like a detour that went on for miles. But standing here now looking back, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful.
Some storms I thought I would never survive, but here I am feeling so strong and alive. The darkness is past and the morning is bright, and I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound.
Every beat of my heart wants to pound.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.
I've battled giants, failure and fear, the shadows of doubt where my hope was unclear. But all along, Lord, you were hovering near, and I'm thankful.
All the sins of my past were a thundering roar that echoed the guilt that I could not ignore. But it's nailed to the cross, and I hear.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound.
Every beat of my heart wants to pound.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions.
Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful, I'm thankful.
Well, the month of April is a busy month around here. We have our school play and college days and Easter and all that. This week is a busy week because it's Professional Administration Day on Wednesday, and that's tomorrow. So don't forget, if you work with people, to honor them. I thank God for the people that work with me. They work behind the scenes. and I'm in the limelight. Isn't that something? They do more than I do. They are such good people, and they love serving God. Behold, I go. Now, Brother Jules says, I know this song. I don't know, Brother Jules. You're choosing a lot of songs I don't know, so we'll have to see. Let's see if we like this one. Behold, I go. This is from Bailey Grove, I believe, Baptist Church. Let me see. All right, it's good. Go ahead.
Bound in the Spirit, bought by the cross, determined to serve Christ whatever the cost, sharing God's love with those who don't know, fears cast aside, behold I go. Declaring to all the gospel of grace, though the road be unknown, his joy floods my soul. Nothing shall move me, behold I go. Behold I go, lifting high the cross of Jesus. Behold I go.
In 2 John, and really we need to look at verse 5 and 6, but let me begin reading verse 1. The elder, unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth, and the truth's sake which dwelleth in us, it shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth as I have received the commandment of the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but thou which hast had from the beginning, that ye, here it is, love one another. I'm going to keep reading, but I want to say, yes, I'm on this subject of love, and I know I covered that so thoroughly in 1 John, but this is the last time he's talking about it, so I don't want to pass it up, because I want you to love one another. Before I go to the next verse, do you love everybody in your church? I mean, you love everybody. Are there some that you have malice? I'm not saying that you want to have them over to your house all the time. I'm just saying, do you love people? Do you love children? Those are the kids. You love teenagers. Those teenagers are all rebellious. Yeah, they're just like you were, remember? Be careful with the criticizing teens and is this what we got for college students preparing for the ministry? You got to be kidding me. What kind of attitude? Oh, I tell you what, these old people around here are such grouches. I pastor a church where we have so many in our nurseries and so many expecting and so many children and so many young children and so many teenagers and so many college, a lot of them. But I tell you what, I have many that are in their 70s and 80s and late 80s. I have scores and scores. You know, I look at every single one of those people, and there's scores of them. I look at every single one, and I know them. I know them by name. I could name them right now. I have so many elderly people, and to my knowledge, not one of them's a grump. Not one. I pastor a church, and I don't know of one that's, well, I tell you what, Brother Traber, we're not doing this around here. I tell you what, Brother Traber, here's this problem. I tell you what, Brother Traber, here's what's wrong with Christianity. Here's what's wrong. No, I don't have that. I literally do not have that. I have older people. We just had the Easter in the park, and I looked at those people that are elderly, in their late 70s and 80s, working, serving God, doing what they ought to do, and they all had such a good spirit about it. You know, the Bible says, verse number 6, and this is love, that we walk in His commandments. As you're walking in the Word of God, if you walk in the Word of God, the natural effect of that is going to be that you love. When you don't, if I would ever run across someone that's critical and attacking, my first thought is they're not walking in the commandment of God. If you're a gossip, you're not walking in the commandment of God. If you're a dissenter and causing discord among the brethren. And by the way, every church, I don't know of it in our church here, believe it or not. Maybe there is. But every church has them. And it doesn't have to be a large church. It could be a small church. You may be 25, 30 people, but you got two people that are not walking in love. Instead, they gripe about everything, complain about everything, they attack everything, and then they gossip and they tell things that are not even truth. You got to be careful, child of God. That is not the quality of a born again child of God. If you're a child of God, you will walk in love. You won't leave your church mad, upset, angry. I'm telling you what, my wife and I are going to be out of here. And then you fraternize with members of the church. No, if you leave the church, leave the church. Well, I've got relatives there. Well, go have Christmas together and all those things, but be careful. Mom and Dad, a lot of you are going to blow it with your kids because when I tell you what, we got upset, they're going to come back to their home church. And you're going to have an awkward situation. I reminded my dad. My dad, people would leave our church. We started two of the churches in our city out of our church that were splits, you know, and both of them are not in existence anymore. But I'd say this, you know, my dad always said, we're going to be nice to everybody, but we're not going to fraternize with them. They left our pastor. They left our pastor's wife. They left our church. And we're not going to be mean to them. We're going to be appropriate. We're going to say hello to them. We see them in the grocery store, but we're not going to birthday parties. And of course, we didn't have birthday parties back then, but you know how I'm talking about. Father, bless our listeners. God, may we be immersed in this word called love. Love is the key. Love is supreme. God, I pray that we might love the Lord Jesus Christ and therefore love our neighbors and love the Bible is my prayer. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.